You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Episode bonus spoiler.
I think you did that out of order.
This bonus episode is brought to you by my dyslexia. By my dyslexia? It's all about the emphasis. I put the emphasis
on the wrong syllable.
On the wrong syllable. Oh, there's that cough. Drew is dying. Welcome to this bonus episode of Cinema Crespediso. So I'm your host, Chris Crespo, hanging out with Drew Sikogburn. Drew.
What up, dude? I'm dying.
Drew's dying. Go ahead and donate to his GoFundMe account that he has set up for his funeral expenses. He has a wicked party set up, and if you want to be a guest, get on the guest list. You just gotta donate some money to get.
That's already taken care of, actually. Surprisingly enough,
taken care of.
Yeah, guys. I already have a plot in. Fuck, where is that? Hang on, East Liverpool, Ohio. The old family plot.
So that's where it's going?
I mean, unless I change it, then my grandfather, who bought a plot for four, him, his wife, his child, and his grandchild. Mm-hmm. And there's a spot already reserved for me in Ohio. Right. if I so choose.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know. Then we don't have
already,
to.
No, don't need to do that. Already taken care of, Chris.
One expense. Okay, well, don't forget about it. I was just trying to raise us some money. I'm on money.
That. I got that prepaid funeral plan, bro.
I was trying to get us some party money, but I guess, you know, if you're going to blow up the spot, then don't just go ahead and get right into what we're going to talk about, which is the Fate of the Furious. We just saw the Fate of the Furious.
We did.
What did you... So people know, of course, it's a spoiler bonus episode. If this is one of your first time listening... One of your first times listening... If this is your first time listening, there we go. We'll go with that. We'll go with the single. I was trying to address everyone at once. This is your first time listening, and it happens to be one of the spoiler bonus episodes, this is when we talk about a movie in great detail, all the spoilers. If you haven't seen it yet, and you care about what happens, you should stop listening now. Save it for later. See the movie. Come back later. Otherwise,
unless you want to know exactly what you're getting yourself into,
in which case some people do.
By all means,
you want to know what happens to the movie without having to see it. You want to save a couple bucks and tell people what happened. Starting with that opening scene.
The opening scene was ridiculous
in Havana. Drew's dying.
That opening scene was like the entire movie almost encapsulated in like a scene because it was. It was ridiculous.
I already know where we're going.
It was over the top. There was, I mean, it was almost saccharine. Like, it was so sweet. I mean, you know, this guy messing with Dom's family.
Yes.
Especially his girl.
Yes.
And then Dom's all like,
he was about to walk away until he said something all about Letty.
Yeah, and then he was like, oh, no, now I'm going to race you for your car. It's not about what the car is, it's who's driving. It's literally, and his cousin even said it, the fastest car on the island going up against the slowest car on the island.
Oh, my God. That was the funniest part. Oh my goodness.
Like, he made sure to point it out.
Yeah, first.
He was the fastest.
First, he was like, I want to race you. I want to race you in your car. And he's like, but Tom, he has the fastest car on the island. He said it so earnestly. Yeah. And then it's like, no. And then you have to race. You have to use your cousin's car, which is this old shitty car that he's repoing. And which is like, this guy seems to be in the right. They had a contract. Don was even like, you got a deal, kid. I don't see why he had to. And he was like, you got to use this car. He's like, but Don, this is the slowest car.
It's
not about what car you're in. It's about who drives car.
But then they just like rig up the car with the.
They strip off the fenders and all the dead weight, and then they. put some nitrous on there and something else that apparently makes the car explode at the end.
Because the engine was getting so hot.
The engine got so hot that it lit on fire.
You could see it was heating up.
He then spun the car around, so instead of the flames blowing in his face, they were blowing away from him.
That was great.
So he was driving backwards faster than the guy driving forwards.
Yes.
Because apparently...
And he beat him going backwards.
Because
the ultimate insult.
Because the reverse... Because apparently he has, you know, his reverse gear is, you know, cranked up that high where you can get that kind of speed.
It's all about that super NOS that he had.
And then he had to... And then he jumped out of the car.
Yes.
The car...
Because he couldn't stop it.
Couldn't stop the car. So it flies... It breaks through a barrier, somehow
launches
hits
into
a ramp.
The air.
Somehow there's a ramp attached to this barrier.
It launches like
the car
40 feet
launches
into the
like
air.
40 feet in the air like a fucking missile,
like a bird.
And then just at the point in time we were like, "Hey, this would be a great time for the car to explode." The car explodes.
It's like now, not like a huge movie. Whoosh, no. I wanted a huge ridiculous explosion.
Me too, but it was good enough.
It did give a little like the gas tank like pops like, and then crash into the water.
And then everybody was. Crowded around Dom, like, oh, you're the man!
No,
dude!
First off, oh my god. He was surrounded immediately
by the children.
By children.
Oh, the children, yes.
And they were like all smiling, yay, we're all smiling. He's like, ding, 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 ding. He kicks in. The kids run around him. He grabs some random girl and picks her up. Yeah, like they just finished a whole other movie together, and this was the end of that movie. This was like the end of another movie.
It was.
And that scene
Dom and Havana.
And then the dude's like, we had a bet, you know, you not only won my car,
but my
respect. And then he's like, you can keep the car.
Your respect is good enough.
And I'm like, this guy was a total douchebag 10 minutes ago. No. He also, during the race, cheated.
Yes.
Practically tried to kill him by having someone like throw the right. And he's like, no, I'm right there. What the?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And then the very tenuous connection that this scene has to the end of the movie where Dom's ultimate final plan is revealed.
You mean like the very tenuous thread that this movie has to any other Fast and the Furious movie that they've ever made?
It's interesting that they actually even they're like they're retrofitting things in a way that's like I guess
it's weird.
It's weird, but I guess it works. So that's that whole opening scene.
That's
ridiculous.
Just
that's the opening scene.
That's almost like the entire movie in a nutshell.
And actually, I think maybe when it comes to like the construction of a scene from having a point start to finish, the way they got up across the point of like the people on the bikes that stopped at all the intersections, they knew which intersection to go to stop traffic, etc. Like I feel like it was the most well accomplished scene. Of the whole movie, like from start to finish. Uh-huh. Like, I was like, this entire sequence is like really did what it set out to do, like in the best way. Other scenes came close, but I think that was probably the best part of the whole movie. Yeah. I'm thinking, we'll see. We're going to talk about it. Because after the whole Havana shit, right? Between the, it's the fastest car, that's the fastest car, this is the slowest car. He's driving backwards, the car explodes in the air, all of that shit, right? And then they throw in the quick thing with, you could be a dad. And he's like, huh? Right?
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, I wonder if this scene's gonna...
I wonder if this has anything to do with anything.
This is gonna come up later. Hobbs.
Yes.
Cut to him, giving a motivational speech.
Yes.
Which immediately you know.
There are kids in front of him.
Right.
Like, the second he started talking, I was like, he's talking to a bunch of kids.
Right. And it's his daughter's soccer team.
Yeah.
He's coaching the little Red Dragons.
Yep. Dude, when they come out and do that fucking...
The Simone
intimidation dance?
Yes.
That was fucking amazing.
That was amazing. It was hysterical. This movie's 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
Yeah. They definitely could have cut that out.
Mm.
But at the same time, I'm kind of glad they didn't.
It was fun. It was cute. And this movie had a lot of little cute things in it, for sure. Tone is weird. The tone is all over the place.
It's like Fast and the Furious for kids.
At first it is. Yeah,
and in the middle and at the end.
There are things, but then it gets weird dark, though, at some times.
It does.
Too, you know?
So weird.
Because they had the Samoan war dance, and the one girl's like, I don't feel like playing, and she leaves.
Yep. Right.
And then the government guy comes to recruit him for off-the-books op, and he's like totally... This is a guy from Central Casting. Like, we need the quintessential, like, comedy, government, wormy guy. He was like, Hobbs, we need you to come in. Yeah. And he's like, if you don't cheer for my little girl soccer team today,
I'm gonna whoop your ass.
I'm gonna whoop your ass. And he's like, go dragons, go red dragons. You know, it was so. I was like, this. What is this movie trying to do at this point?
Well, dude, like I said, they went from a group of amateur car enthusiasts to international super spies.
Because he's like, I need
your team.
I need. Oh, he's like, do you have anyone you can trust? He's like, I got a team or something like that. And then he hits up Dom. And he's like, I need your team. And at this point, this is after Dom has been approached by Charlize Theron.
Yes. And shown something on a phone.
Shown something on a phone that only he sees and we're not allowed to see. But we know it's something that's going to cause him to...
Blackmail.
Turn on family. My family.
Yeah.
Oh, it is my family.
Well, I mean, he tells
what
that
could
he...
Make, what could make I'll, him turn
I'll,
on his...
I'll see you when this is over.
I'll see you when this is over. No, he's... Yeah. Yeah, he said something like that. Mm-hmm. Right? And it's like, ooh, cryptic. But we've seen the trailer. We know it's going to happen. Yeah. So he betrays him.
Yeah.
Hobbs gets... put in jail, mm-hmm. which again we see in the trailer.
Yes,
we see all this shit in the trailer.
Yes,
why even like talk about
they,
it?
He's in jail. They break out of jail with Jason Statham.
With Jason Statham, broken out of jail by Kurt Russell,
which we see all in the trailer. All
right, Mr. Nobody uh-huh. and his new assistant, Little Nobody,
yeah.
played by Scotty Swidden. Okay, let's talk about that character.
What new generic white guy who apparently can all of a sudden drive a car?
I thought they were gonna. Halfway through the driving at the end, mm-hmm. I thought, I was like, oh, wait, he's driving. What if it like he does something amazing while he's driving? This is how he earns...
This is our new white guy!
This is how he earns their respect because... Yeah, and no, then it turns out, like, before he got into the government, he was, like, an amateur race car driver or something. Like, you know, he has a racing background. They never got into that. I'm saying, what if they did that, right?
But they didn't.
That would have made more sense.
But they didn't.
He was just like generic white guy.
Generic white guy.
Who they all made fun of because he was trying to be
well,
bad about.
I mean,
because he was the greenhorn, he was the new guy.
I mean, it does make sense.
They made fun of the new guy.
Because in this one, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Scott Ace was a government agent, so we know that, you know, we assume he can shoot a gun.
Yes.
But can he drive? Oh, guess what? He can. Yeah, apparently Tyrese has been fucking hanging out at the range the last decade, because he pulled some pretty wicked fucking shots out of nowhere.
He did have that one scene where he took three dudes out. He was like, yeah, he beat one guy with a car door and then
picked up his gun and shot three other guys. Yeah,
he pistoled them, and yeah. they were on the move.
Yeah, like I said,
on snowmobiles.
He just spent the last decade at the range.
Yeah, they're like, what? Tyrese,
you can't do that.
He went from like 2.5 movies of just screaming, you know, like, oh my god.
And he still does that.
Oh yeah, oh my god, he does that a lot. What happens in the movie that we didn't see in the trailer? That's what we should talk about. What happens? I guess they reveal
Dom has a kid.
They reveal what it is, yeah. what he sees on the phone, and it takes another 20 minutes to figure it out. But that's what I was thinking, because at that point,
I mean,
what would make him turn on his, quote, family, which is his,
more family.
Like a real family, yeah. right? A real blood connection, which could only be, they already alluded to, wouldn't you make a good father, blah, blah, blah.
No.
Alluded to a son type situation. So they bring in the Brazilian chick from 5.
Yes.
And who makes a brief appearance in 6.
And gets her brains blown out.
And then that's where I'm saying, that's when it gets dark and weird, right? Compared to everything yeah. else. Red Dragons, Samoan Dance. Blow out the
maybe
brain.
Kill a baby, but no, kill the mother instead.
Threaten
but
the
what?
Baby.
Dom can't have two side bitches.
Yes, that's what I was. Yes,
this movie is all about Dominic Toretto.
He
can't have a side bitch. He's big up on Letty
because it was something that happened when he thought Letty was dead, right? In Fast 5, and it's such a telenovela. It's so it's so soap opera-y ridiculous. In this episode of Fast and the Furious. Fast and Furious : Choice Theory. We'll talk about that. Whatever that was. We'll have to recap that.
Yeah.
Some Tony Robbins bullshit that he read somewhere. He couldn't have him, like, have two women.
Yeah.
And he's going to have, like, a baby on the side?
Yeah.
It has to be, the baby has to be with his family.
Yes.
So she has to die. So they kill her. Tape down, tape over her mouth. What a silencer. Shoot her in the head. The red-headed dude from Game of Thrones and those commercials.
Yes.
Shoot her in the head with the baby in the room. I was like, the poor baby's eardrums. And even with the silencer, it's still kind of loud. It's a baby. It's a baby.
Sensitive.
It's a baby. And then, yes. And then I was like, yeah, well, you got to get rid of her.
Yeah, exactly.
Because Michelle Rodriguez uh-huh. is going to raise his baby with Dom by the end of the movie. Because we're right. not dumb.
No.
We know where this is going.
Yes.
Right? Right?
Uh-huh.
That was hysterical. What else was not in the marketing? That's the key.
Oh,
now
you're,
at this point,
like
right?
you said, your whatever theory. What was that called?
Choice theory.
Choice theory.
That
yeah.
She explains like a supervillain at some point. The Cypher character, who's sort of like some sort of anonymous type collective. But what if anonymous was just one person, and that who one person was Charlize Theron
and a dykey bitch? Well, not really dykey, but just
not dykey.
Just a cunty bitch.
She was pretty bitchy.
She had fucking ice queen all over her face.
She was in charge, is what that is.
No.
She was in control.
That has nothing to do with the fact that she was a fucking ice queen.
No, I mean, that's what she was like. She was exuding. I'm in control. Like, what? What do you want? What? How are you going to affect me? Right?
Yeah.
And that's how she got shit done, too. She was manipulating people to do some fucked up shit.
Everybody.
Yeah. Because she had the goods. Mm-hmm. She's psychotic is what she is. Sociopathic?
Oh, 100%.
Sociopath. What's the difference between a sociopath and a psychopath?
Not much.
She's one of those things. Yeah. That's what she is. With terrible hair choices.
Mm, I know.
Everyone in her crew around her.
Yeah.
Dreadlocks or dyed hair or chopped some way. Wait, why?
Because they're hackers.
That was corny.
That's why.
But she's Cypher. The entire organization is her, and she steals the EMP so that they can use it to steal a nuclear sub.
So they can Mad Max it to fucking Homeboy's car and have an EMP.
Yeah, a mobile EMP to take out a bunch of Soviet guards or expatriate guards, whatever. They made some sort of deal about that.
Fuck, dude.
Separatist.
That last action scene was really long.
It was very long.
I'm just realizing like how much of the movie that whole ice nonsense took up.
Probably the last 30 minutes, at least. It was the fourth act. It was the final act in the movie. It was just the sequence on the ice, which is all the surprises are in the trailers and commercials, too. The sub up out of the water. The rock pushing the torpedo onto the...
And then even in the later trailers, they started giving away all of the... like the zombie cars.
Yes, they gave away the whole zombie car sequence, which is weird. Seeing a bunch of real cars then surrounded by a bunch of CG cars. Like, I can tell. I can sort of tell which is. They move weirdly.
They do. They don't. The light doesn't reflect off them properly.
The way they move and line up, like the physics of them. You know, it's. Like,
I mean, it's there, but there's just something wrong about it.
It's very strange, right? It's very strange. And conversely, the War for the Planet of the Apes trailer, man.
Looks amazing!
Those apes are getting really good.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are some points in time where I'm like, my mind is telling me that that's some sort of man in suit. Because I know there's a man behind it, but that man in suit's not even there! Well,
there's one shot where I'm like, that looks like a puppet, like puppet face. It's a close-up. Did they cheat this one? Did they get that one shot and use a practical effect? Are they cheating?
I don't know.
And it's just a trailer. The cars. Like, at least he didn't. At least he didn't have to like. At least Michelle Rodriguez didn't die halfway through the movie and had to do like a bunch of CG Michelle Rodriguez's with her cousin or something.
That would have been weird,
right? Like, God damn it! And they didn't do anything. They mentioned Brian once.
Yeah, well, then and
it's
then
like
the
Brian
end,
would know what to do. It's like, no, we're not bringing him into it. That's
the deal. And when she was like, I think her father should give her. You know, I think the father should give the kid the name. I was like, they're gonna name fucking Brian.
They're gonna name him fucking Brian.
I fucking know it.
God damn.
And they did at the end.
It would be funny if he was like Paul.
I almost thought they were going to do like a Lion King type thing too. We're like, he lifts up the baby and calls him Brian.
This is Brian. He will guide us in our future endeavors. And then Fast 9 is 25 years later. And Brian's, everyone's in old age makeup, and Brian's like leading the pack. That's them, the wreckage. Brian.
Yes.
Fast and the Furious : The Chronicles of Brian. That'll confuse me.
What, Fast and Furious, The Chronicles of Riddick?
that's all lead us to FX.
Is Riddick Brian? Is that what's going on here?
Yes! Riddick is Brian, and Brian is Riddick, so Brian grows up to be Riddick, and then that's how Vin Diesel keeps working, because then he makes a bunch of Riddick prequels, but then they just get rid of the kid, because it's like, no, it's me. And then he does a bunch of movies, and he's like, no, I gotta keep working. Because he wants to work. Uh-huh. He's also 49. He's getting up there.
Damn!
He did a very Steven Seagal thing where he's in Havana and he starts talking to these guys in like hopefully Spanish. It's like now he's a character who knows all these.
Yeah.
That's a very Steven Seagal thing to do. Like, I can't lose a fight in a movie.
Is Vin Diesel R. Steven Seagal, Chris?
He is modern Steven Seagal.
Is he R. Steven Seagal?
He is pretty close.
Yeah.
He's pretty close. Doesn't actually know any sort of kung fu or anything. Steven Seagal knows.
Oh, when the rock
Aikido.
Rock bottomed that guy on the
on a rail,
that was pretty awesome.
That was pretty awesome. But okay, so the fight scene in the prison and all that stuff, I feel like all the way
that
it's shot.
That was just Jason Statham doing his jumpy thing.
Jason Statham doing a lot of jumpy things, but I feel like for all the action, all the shit that they were doing, it was like, it's no John Wick.
Yeah.
It's no The Raid.
No, I mean,
you're doing an action scene like that, you have some big movies big scenes to try to...
Well, no, exactly. And you know what? This is the first Fast and Furious post all those. You know,
Mad Max.
Post that.
John Wick.
New action type Steve.
It's a new world. It's maybe, a brave new world maybe, of brutal action.
Maybe that's why this one didn't feel like it had the same punch as the last one.
Yeah, and maybe because the trailers gave away too much. The only thing they hit in the trailer is the whole sun thing and the Brazilian lady!
Who gets shot.
Who gets shot in the head.
And they bring back Homeboy, the bad guy from, five? Right?
Luke Evans.
Yeah.
They bring back Luke Evans
for, like,
as the brother.
For a whole 30 seconds.
Because they introduce Helen Mirren as the Shaw mother.
You know what, Chris? Watching Helen Mirren say fuck brings me the same warm and fuzzies that it does when I hear Ralph Fiennes say it.
She got the one fuck. It's a PG-13 movie.
Yep.
And she was all like...
And she got the one fuck.
She's like, you have until I finish my cuppa, and I'm really fucking thirsty. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, Helen Mirren, you fucking...
Helen Mirren's awesome.
You bitch, you're great. You are so cool. Cold-blooded.
Yeah. Uh-huh, she is.
And she has that one awesome scene with Statham.
Yeah.
Where she has to, like, convince him to bring the brother along.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, he's out of the brain. And she starts crying. He's like, oh, mom. And then she stops crying. And he's all like, oh, god damn it.
Every time!
And it's like, well, how's that working movie? Then why don't you just be like, oh, if you're faking it, well, then I'm going to take it back. Just because I agreed false circumstances.
Duress.
It was fraud.
It was. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean,
Take me to court.
That's how that family rolls.
Take me to court, mom.
And Helen Mirren got to say fuck. I love Helen Mirren.
She got to say fuck. She got to be the Shaw mom. I was hoping she could, like, use a gun or something or drive a car. But maybe the next one. Because, I mean, the Shaws are looking, now they're on good terms with Dom, right? Cypher's still out there because they stopped her plan for the third time in a row, apparently, because she was behind all the shit in
apparently in the last two movies.
She recruited Shaw, the young Shaw, and they really went back and tied it. They're like, we're going to make this, they did the same thing.
They
tried to do the
like,
same
thing.
You
know what? Fast Five and on is this whole, we're just latching on to that.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Fuck those first four.
Exactly.
That's what I'm telling people if they haven't, like, just don't worry about those four.
And only three of the four have Paul Walker. Or Dom.
No.
Wait, is Toretto in?
Three of the four and... Dom is technically the very, very end in, like, one shot of three.
Is he?
Yeah. Where he, like, he pulls up to a car at a stoplight at the very end, and it's like, then it cuts to black. It's like, oh, shit, Dom's back. Come back for the fourth one. So,
sure.
So really, he's not really in. That's a Tokyo one. No one talks too much about the Tokyo one.
Well, it's got that kid.
And then when they bring him back for that one scene in Fast 7.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Which, on the timeline, takes place like a few days, maybe a week or two after the events in Tokyo Drift where Han dies. But if you watch those movies back to back, he visibly ages a decade.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
Because he goes from like 19 to 29 or something. It's like, it's very obvious how much this guy... And they're not throwing any, like, Robert Downey Jr. Marvel-style de-aging CG budget
got that kind of money, but they're not spending... They don't give a fuck.
No way, this movie was so expensive, but that's because they had all the CG cars on top of all the real cars and all the actual destruction.
I really do enjoy the fact that they are, like, actually destroying cars making this movie.
They're doing a lot of work.
Which is fun.
All the big action sequences are great, and that's what I come to it for. The smaller ones... The hand-to-hand fighting and the shootouts and stuff. That stuff's okay. It's all serviceable. It's fine.
But we have better now.
There's much better now. There's better before, and there's much better now. Yeah. You know, so... But as long as they keep doing their thing, they gotta just find a way again to space or underground or underwater. They were kind of underwater with a sub thing.
Yeah, but you
they
can't
tease
make,
underwater.
They can't do cool stunts underwater.
Well, now, with the next one, so Shaw... Cypher's out there.
Yeah.
Shaws are working with Dom. Mm-hmm. Maybe Helen Mirren can get some actual work in there.
Perhaps.
Kurt Russell was in this one more.
Yeah, he was.
More of a...
I mean, he's just talky-talky, but whatever.
Still. Kurt Russell right there.
Yeah.
Death Proof. Yep. Look at that guy.
Yeah.
Great head of hair.
Pretty awesome.
About to be in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 in a second.
Correct.
Apparently he's takes part in one of the most expensive, or the most expensive special effect, visual effect in the movie ever. See if it's worth it. We'll see if it's worth it.
Well, he's a living planet, so.
He is a living planet. Didn't look like one in the trailer. We'll see what happens. Yeah. That's not.
Maybe this guy to zoom in.
Something. Maybe. That's true. I'm trying to think of what was in the movie that would be like. I don't want to just talk about things. I'm like, yeah, that's in the trailer. Sorry. That's in the marketing. That's on the poster. There were cars.
I mean, in all reality, if you saw the trailer, this is just a 2-hour-and-15-minute elongation with some bullshit story that really doesn't matter.
They did the fake death of Deckard Shaw. You knew he was coming back.
Who cares?
Okay, let's talk about this. Did you notice, Drew, remember how we've been talking about Vin Diesel and Dwayne Johnson feuding?
Uh-huh.
All the feuds we've been talking about?
Yeah.
Did you notice that they were pretty much never
in a scene together? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a shot, not a scene. No. There was one shot where, like, Dwayne Johnson, when he first takes the EMP, he's in the car, and Vin Diesel's walking away, and he turns around, and he looks at him from a distance. But everything else, even when he's, like, walking up to the car, and he takes everything, you never see Vin Diesel. They purposefully, like, just you see his arms and his legs, right?
It's because it's probably not Vin Diesel's body.
And then at the end, when they're on the rooftop, and they're waiting for his baby to show up, they're separated the whole time with their backs to each other, so whenever there's a shot of one's face, you only see the other one's back. I wonder why. Is it because it's a double? They weren't even on the set at the same time together? Is that why? Because all their shit was shot. All their shit was shot separately?
Perchance. Maybe they just don't work well together.
Not anymore. Not this one. You want to hear something else that's crazy that I just read?
Sure.
This is crazy. Part of the movie is Hobbs and Shaw being forced to work together. They start very animus towards each other.
And during the movie, they keep talking how they're going to beat the crap out of each other once all over.
But at a certain point, they're talking about beating each other up. Turns into joking about beating each other up because now they're buddies, right? Mm-hmm. They've been through war together. By the end of the movie, they're best buds, practically. And apparently, another producer, Neil Moritz, another guy who's a big muckety muck behind the whole thing, authorized for test audiences were really responding to the whole Rock Statham relationship thing on screen. They shot a movie stinger, a post-credit thing, or a mid-credit thing, however they were going to play it. That was going to, the two of them bantering, doing something, the two of them together, closing up the loop of whatever they had in that movie, and it was supposed to sort of lead to, like, maybe we'll have something going on. Like, they've been talking about a Hobbs movie for a while now. Maybe it'll be
Hobbs
the two
and Statham.
Yes, the two of them. Luke and Deckard. Grant, because he's Luke Hobbs, whatever their names are. Hobbs and Shaw. The two of them together. They filmed a scene. There's a scene out there. It was at the end of all the cuts, all the prints. They don't do prints anymore. It's all digital. And Vin Diesel found out through a fit, cut that shit out. He did not want that in the movie. Oh, it got cut. Not in the movie. Is that crazy?
That's crazy. He's a producer. He can do it once.
He's a producer. That's true. Yeah. He said, I don't want you to produce. I don't want you to promote other characters. That's crazy. I don't know. Anyway. Favorite part of the movie? What was your favorite part? My favorite part was how Vin Diesel drove his car off the side of a mountain towards the ice at the end of the pond that they were driving on, the frozen water. And as it was going through the air and angling towards the ground, I was really hoping it would just like pop a hole right in the ice and go right into the water. And then, oh, Tom's dead. That's a weird way to. It's a weird way to end that character. But that never happened.
I don't really have a favorite part of the movie.
I like how they were standing on the ice at the end around the sub after they stopped it.
And
it was all on fire.
And they all blocked Dom from the explosion.
And they blocked Dom from their cars, which is fire doesn't work that way. Yeah. And the fire's like, oh, we'll just go around the car.
Yeah, exactly.
And lots of fire everywhere, but they're totally like chilling on a couple inches of ice. And it's like, yeah, it's all good, man. But they're cars. Let's banter. Should we banter?
Yeah, it's not the ice banter or anything. I mean, it's not like the entire ice sheet doesn't have a giant crack in the middle from a fucking submarine.
So much of the stress. And they're just standing right next to it. And it's on fire. Ice is totally fine with fire. They work together well. Coexist, no problem. Ridiculous movie. What was the fate about? It was choice theory. Charlie Stern, her character, was all about the choices you make. We're all about the choices that we make.
This is where your choices have led you, Dom. Now you have a dead baby's mama, and you have a kid named Brian.
Yeah.
Good for you.
These are your choices. Something about you can't change what someone's going to do, but you can give them information.
I don't know. It was pretty lame.
It was weird.
It was not as fun as I thought it was going to be, Chris.
It was all right. Yeah, it wasn't as fun as the other ones overall.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little...
Something's changed.
A little darker. Well, they're going in a different direction, sort of. Mm-hmm. Somewhat different direction. I think it didn't help that a big part of the betrayal was Dom and Hobbs. They were like, let's go, brother, let's do this. And they did the thing, and then Hobbs directly betrayed Dom, or Dom betrayed Hobbs, left him to go to prison, et cetera, et cetera. And then you never see them, like, they never, the two of them, not once, hash it out in any way, positive or negative.
Nope. It's just like, okay, that happened, it's cool, whatever, I guess.
Man. I think that's part of the problem.
We'll see.
Will we see? I guess we will. Fate. This is going to make a ton of money. I mean, and they're going to want to make another one. They're not going to not make another one.
No, we're going to get at least one, if not two more of these.
Definitely
things,
two more. Get into outer space. Yeah. So we'll see.
I hope so.
By 2022, Vin Diesel's like 56 years old. He's like,
yo, I got to tell my boy Elon Musk.
And then once you get into outer space, right, then the young Brian at that point, that's when he gets shot off into outer space, like reverse Superman, Krypton, in a capsule. And then he goes off, he becomes Riddick. That's how he becomes Riddick.
Okay.
That's cool. The backdoor pilot to Riddick.
There we go.
And then he put it on TV.
Yeah.
On HBO. Not TV, HBO.
I mean, Vin Diesel needs to get on this shit. He's if he's pushing 50, he won't be able to play Riddick for much longer.
Yeah, old man. Come on, get on it. All right, so I guess, it was all right overall. It was good, fun, a little long. Not as good as the last couple ones, though.
No.
So I guess we'll see. I mean, it was fine. If you like the movies, it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it was an over-the-top action movie. It was ridiculous at times. The whole zombie cars thing was just freaking... It's like the epitome of all the car destruction that they've ever done. Like, all at once.
Yeah, how do we destroy all the cars at once? Yeah, we need to destroy so many cars that we are going to have to make some through the CG.
So...
The CGI.
And they did. So, yeah. I mean, the thing is, I don't know... I don't know where they're going to go from here. And, I mean, like you said...
The continuing battles of Cypher versus Dom's team of families.
Even still, you know, the action movie game has changed. I'm not sure if these...
They need to go in a specific direction.
Furious movies are going to be making $1 billion each.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see with this one. Are they $1 billion each ones? Or is the last one an anomaly? Or the last two? I think the last two make $1 billion. I think only one of them did. They got to make a decision. They got to go the John Wick route, or they got to like hire Michael Bay to finish this thing out with the direction they're going in. So, either or. One way or the other.
Exactly.
I'd see one directed by a guy who did Kong Skull Island.
Sure, why not?
Yes.
Is he going to put giant monsters in it?
Yes.
Fast and Furious Kaiju Wars.
Fast and Furious : Kaiju Wars. Yeah. Fast and Furious : Choice Theory. That's this one. This is the final trilogy. And then Fast and Furious. These are the real titles. Fast and Furious : Cypher versus Dom's family of families. Because it's multiple families now.
Yes.
And then...
Super family.
And then finally, the Fast and Furious : what you call it?
Kaiju Wars.
Kaiju Wars. Which is what... That's how we get to outer space. Because they got to bomb them from space.
Okay.
But then they save young Dom.
And he becomes Riddick.
Who becomes Riddick? Brian becomes Riddick. Brian, Dom, no, Brian, Michael, Riddick, Toretto.
Sure.
God damn it. Where can people find you online?
At Antihero419. All of the interwebs.
People, tweet us at Crespediso. What did you think of the show? We'll talk about it. If I remember.
That's a big if sometimes.
It's a big if sometimes, guys. I got a lot going on. All right, and we appreciate it. Fate of the Furious. Was it fateful? I guess so.
I mean, we found out their fate.
Was it Furious?
Mm.
Enough, I guess.
Sure.
What were the Fate of the Furious? Fateless. The, I mean, fateless, the fateless nothing, Furies.
You know what? From when the movie started to when the movie ended, one character died and Dom got a kid. That's really the only thing that changed.
Yeah. Who died?
The baby's mama. She had to die, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right, but she had to die. So she was inconsequential anyway.
Mm-hmm.
No one else? Fake death. Jason Statham, fake death.
Fake death.
And that's it.
But she knew that.
Yeah, he knew it was a fake. He knew it was a fake out.
Yeah.
We're not dumb. We've seen movies.
Yeah.
We've seen movies. We've seen so many movies. We've seen this shit coming from so far away. What's going on?
I think the room is filling with helium. You smell that? I gotta get out of here, man. You're feeling lightheaded. Are you feeling lightheaded?
Yeah.
This isn't good. Alright, we gotta get out of here.